Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It plunged this world into the greatest period of chaos and bloodshed that ever marked the course of human history. Since the war, you see the same thing in others. Atheistic communism of our day, its subscribers, its supporters, had the same two things. They have a leader, Marshall Stanley, to whom they give fanatical and unquestioned allegiance. They do have a textbook, Das Kapital, which they likewise describe and reverse. You never found a communist yet who was ashamed of Marshall Stalin or his communist equipment. And that insidious philosophy is spreading across the world.
I heard him say, in that little piece of metal that I hold in my hand, there is more power than will find in all the power plant of the province of Ontario, Quebec. Well, man, in his genius and in his intelligence, has so divine instruments that can extract from that little piece of metal that very same power. Today, they are able to use it for destructive purposes in that which we call the atomic bomb. The atomic energy that was wrapped up in that little piece of metal. Half metal, half rock. Its component parts comprising just a handful. There was enough power to blow a city like the city of New York or Chicago or Montreal into a million little pieces. Thank you.
That even from the citadel of the greatest aggressive nation in this world today, communist-dominated Soviet Russia, coming to cries for peace. A peace petition of the communist nations of the world is being circulated throughout the earth. They're crying for the abolition and banning of the atomic bomb as the way to peace.
You doubted that in months past. I don't think you can honestly doubt it today. All you have to do is look out over the present world scene and come to your own conclusion. 1951 may well prove to be our last year of opportunity individually and as a nation to make a right about face before we plunge over the precipice of materialism into the abyss of utter chaos and godless tyranny.
Thank you.